I'm calling you once again, or maybe you're calling me. I'm not sure which. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise around the world and across this great republic, I bid you welcome this evening on a Tuesday evening to an hour of The Flip Side. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, and we'll be sitting here for the next hour babbling on about a number of interesting things, excluding of which will be what will be on every newscaster's lips all day tomorrow, the president's urge to surge. Well, let's see. He's either got an urge to surge or an urge to splurge, but obviously he wishes to spend us into oblivion. He spends us into oblivion by escalating the cost of running this thing we call the United States of America, Inc. He also has this urge to splurge and increase the costs of war at the expense of human life, both foreign and domestic. Think about those things. The Democratic Party is officially, the clock is now running on their first 100 hours as the head of the United States Congress, chiefly those in the House of Representatives. Sounds like there's already some partisan dart throwing going on. Interestingly enough, Teddy Kennedy, whom I have little or no respect, actually made a statement today that I'm in full agreement with. The problem is he has a tendency to posture for political gain. Whose, I don't know, because he could be dead and he'd still get reelected. Fact of the matter is, he says the President of the United States is going to get no money to fund this expansion of this war unless some agreements are made. And he was pretty hard about his approach to it. And we'll see how far it all goes through. It sounds to me like political posturing for further negotiations regarding some other issues. Let's take a look at some markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down just shy of 7 points, ending the day at 12,416. NASDAQ was up 5.63 to end at 2443. S&P, down 0.75 points, ending the day at 1412. Over on the metals side of the issue, in the aftermarkets, we're currently looking at 614 an ounce on gold. Whoops, we're a little settling off. 613.55, my apologies to you. Silver holding, however, at 1230.49. And platinum up $6 today to end the day at 1127. Gold prices, relatively little change for the next couple of days. They're expecting decline, further decline in crude oil prices. But as you've just listened to Robbie for the last 2 hours, filling in for John Stattmiller, Bob Chapman being with him, don't kid yourself. The manipulation goes on. They will make oil prices do what they damn well please. Black gold is what it is. And as you continue to follow those markets, you'll see. Expect to see gold and silver are going to do what they do. Don't buy it for the short term. Own it for the long haul, if we're meant to have a long haul. Stay with us, my friends. It's that time of the hour. I'll be back within a couple minutes. We're going to talk a little bit about Ron Paul tonight. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back, my friends, to a Tuesday evening edition of The Flip Side. Looking over some interesting headlines today. Over in Romania, there is a battle over who has the right to purchase the country's most popular tourist site, that which has allegedly been known as Dracula's Castle. Now, if we were to have a similar battle in this country, I'm assuming it would be over the White House. I mean, after all, there are some similarities between Dracula's castle and the White House. As most of us are aware, it has been many, many, many decades now that the White House has been occupied by bloodsuckers. Howard Stern was given an $83 million bonus today by Sirius Radio. That's S-I-R-I-U-S. You talk about an alternative media that is raking in the dough, certainly Sirius, and what's the other one, X something or other? I can't remember. Simply amazing. What else is going on here? Just there was a particular headline I was looking for, but I can't find it. I touch briefly on a couple things as relates to illegal aliens. Sex offender stings have netted thousands of illegal aliens. Experts still concerned that U.S. children could become prey to repeat offenders. Now, if you think that there are not repeat offenders in the criminal element, then one must look at the next headline. Illegal aliens in this country have been rearrested an average of six times. Six times. At what point do we deport them? Or is it easy just to continue to pay for them doing the jobs that Americans won't do? I saw a headline somewhere else today. The claim is now that in order to build this 700-mile-odd fence across our southern border is now expected to be costing some $48 or $49 million. As I mentioned on this program several weeks ago, why waste the money? Why should the United States Congress even be willing to put forth that kind of expenditure to build a fence that isn't going to stop the illegals from getting across the other 700 and some odd miles of these borders, number one? And number two, the moment the North American Union becomes effective, that $48 million would have been nothing but an expense in futility, because they might as well just tear it down. That's ultimately what they're going for, is the whole open border mentality. By the way, any of you been out applying for the new passport this year? After January 1st, all the new U.S. passports, which, by the way, you are going to need just to be able to get in and out of Mexico or in and out of Canada back into this country. You don't have a passport to get back in. There ain't no excuse. You cannot get back in. And it could take weeks to go find a U.S. embassy in one of those countries and get them to try to work for you to help you get a passport, which is going to be interesting because you're going to be in a foreign country. You won't have your birth certificate. You won't have the other necessary papers. Well, anyway, that's not the issue. Beginning January 1st, or the day after, which is January 2nd, they began to install new RFID chips in those passports. Now, I'm going to give you a little tip. Those chips are inserted directly behind the U.S. seal, you know, like the presidential seal, the eagle, et cetera, et cetera. I read a report the other night that says you don't want to try to microwave it because you'll have a smelly passport. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. Don't try to cut it and remove it. But what you can do is very gently take a hammer to the seal and hit it sharply, but not too hard. I mean, it ain't a 16-penny nail, folks. I find little interesting tidbits like that to be, well, interesting, don't you? Ron Paul, talking about an issue that we've been discussing in this program for the last couple of weeks, the totalization treaty with Mexico. Now, I have personally had some issues with Ron Paul over the years. I don't agree with his stand on everything. As a matter of fact, I attempted to take him to task some years ago when I found out that he was willing to support the guest worker program. And when I approached his media people and expressed my concern with it, and yet invited him to come on my radio program to explain to the listeners exactly why he was supporting it, let's just say I never heard from his office again. Ron Paul, writing today, says, through a Freedom of Information Act request, a private group recently obtained, what we spoke of last week, a copy of the 2004 agreement between the United States and Mexico that will allow hundreds of thousands, no, it's millions, of non-citizens to receive Social Security benefits. The agreement creates the so-called totalization plan between the two nations. Now, totalization, as we've shared with you before, is nothing new. The first such agreements were made in the late 1970s between the United States and several foreign governments, simply to make sure that American citizens living abroad did not suffer from double taxation with respect to Social Security taxes, that is. From there, however, totalization agreements have become vehicles for non-citizens to become eligible for U.S. Social Security benefits. The new agreement with Mexico would make an estimated, according to Ron Paul's report here, an estimated 160,000 Mexican citizens eligible within the next 5 years. I don't get the numbers. We know that there were pushing 20 million illegal immigrants in this country. It is estimated that between 10 and 12 million of them are Mexican or have come up from Mexico. How do you take 10 to 12 million and only assume that 160,000 would be eligible in the next 5 years? The math does not equate with me, and therefore I will take those numbers with Mr. Paul to task. Now, ultimately, the bill for Mexicans working legally in the U.S. could reach $1 billion by 2050, when the estimated Mexican beneficiaries could reach 300,000. Worse still, he says, an estimated 5 million Mexicans working illegally in the United States could be eligible for the program. Aha, now the numbers add up. According to press reports, a provision in the Social Security Act allows illegal immigrants to receive Social Security benefits if the United States and another country have a totalization agreement. Now, it is important to note, Paul continues, that Congress, like the American people, heretofore had not seen this totalization agreement, this decision to expand our single largest entitlement program was made with no input from the legislative branch of government. If the president signs it, Congress will have to affirmatively act to override him and, in essence, veto the agreement. It's the opposite of how it's supposed to work. Now, there's obvious reasons to oppose the Social Security totalization agreement with Mexico, Paul continues. First, our Social Security system already faces trillions of dollars in future shortages as the baby boomer generation retires and fewer young workers pay into the system. Adding hundreds of thousands of non-citizens to the Social Security rolls could only hasten the day of reckoning. Secondly, Social Security was never intended to serve as an individual foreign aid program for non-citizens abroad. Remember, there is no real Social Security trust fund, and the distinction between income taxes and payroll taxes is entirely artificial anyway. The Social Security contributions made by non-citizens are spent immediately as general revenues. And so while it's unfortunate that some are forced to pay into a system from which they might never receive a penny, the same can be said of younger American citizens. If non-citizens wish to obtain Social Security benefits or any other U.S. government entitlements, they should seek to become U.S. citizens. And it seems to me, my friends, that there used to be some pretty stringent requirements for becoming a U.S. citizen. What happened to those requirements? But in addition to all of this, totalization agreements allow non-citizens to qualify for Social Security benefits by working in the United States for as little as 18 months. Now, I've told you this repeatedly over the last 2 weeks. You and I must work 40 quarters, a total of 10 years. What is that, 120 months? Is that what it works out to be? All they have to do is work 18 months to get the same benefits? A Mexican citizen could work here for only a year and a half, return to Mexico, and retire with full U.S. benefits. This is grossly unfair to Americans, to you, to I, who must work more quarters even to qualify for the benefits. And then there's the younger people who face the possibility that there may be nothing left when it's their turn to retire. You see, those in favor of sending U.S. Social Security benefits to Mexican citizens argue that crushing poverty in Mexico demands some form of U.S. assistance. Demands it? I think you and I, as Americans, those of us who have been forced to pay into a suspect system to begin with, we have the right to demand that our elected officials bring an absolute halt to this issue. And these are the kind of issues that I want heaped on Nancy Pelosi's desk on a day-by-day-by-day basis. Yeah, poverty in Mexico may be deplorable and saddening, but the fact remains, ladies and gentlemen, that Congress has no constitutional authority to enact what is essentially another foreign aid program. Ron Paul, you said it well. I just don't like some of the math numbers. It's questionable. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be back in just a couple of minutes talking about other forms of financial destruction in America. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends. As we sit there during the break, I tend to kind of do some skirting through my email. I get certainly my fair share of junk email throughout the course of the day. And probably 80% of that gets instantly, put off to the junk thing, and I never have to touch it. But there's others that I do have to look at and make a determination if it's something worth looking at or not. And my good friend up in Colorado, my ex-truck driver, he's a buddy, but he's an ex-truck driver for reasons I won't go into with you, because he's been a longtime caller to the network and others. Difficulties do happen. Interesting thing is I just kept babbling while that went on. Anyway, just sharing, you're looking through the emails and find some lovely little gem of jokes, some of which I put on the Federal Observer, others that I don't. Let's go in a different direction. I'm losing my voice tonight, so I bear with you. It's starting to crack as if I were a 13-and-a-half-year-old teenager with hormonal problems. Bill Bonner writing today in the Daily Reckoning. Bonner is a cohort of Gary North, Addison Wiggin. Once in a while, I share Wiggin's writings. I like Bonner because it's common sense. Gary North, I've known for years. I don't always agree with North, but then, you know what? That doesn't mean we have to disagree on everything either. You will not find a particular headline anywhere in this country today And what is that headline? The headline entitled, "The Financial Destruction of America's Middle Class." And why won't you find that headline published anywhere? Because it isn't there. It's a headline from the future. If you look through today's papers, or on the internet, or turn on CNN, or Fox News, or MSNBC, or any of the other three big bozos, you'll get the same headlines. The job growth is strong. Surprising economists. Those are words from the New York Times recently. The Financial Times stated fears of U.S. slowdown recede. David Lira, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, says that the worst of the housing slump is over. He says as the housing market recovers from its correction, existing home sales should be rising gradually during 2007. Looks like we may have reached the low point for the current cycle in September. We've entered a more sustainable period of home sales now, and we expect greater support for prices over time as inventory levels are eventually drawn down. End of quote. You know, a man who likes his women fat and his investment margins thin must find America in 2007 an awfully agreeable place. According to official statistics, the average voter is bigger than ever. But they're balancing on the tightest of tight wires. According to the Financial News, never before have citizens had so little margin for error. You know, it's interesting. I go back and read some of these quotations. The worst of the housing slump is over and fears of U.S. slowdown recede. Job growth is strong. Surprising economy. These are the same kind of exact quotes that were being hammered down our throat by the major publications around the country in August and September and in early October of 1929. Somewhere on the Federal Observer, I've posted probably 30 or 40 of those quotations and their sources. Maybe one of these nights we'll pull them back out and reshare them with you, or at least share some of them with you on this program. Most people in this country read the headlines. They're happy to believe them. The bad news is behind us, they say. We don't need any margin because there will be no errors. And yet this is not the first cycle in the housing industry. It's just the biggest and the wickedest. Typically, says Max Fried Wolf in Asian Times, housing prices fall 30% in a downturn over a period of about 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if that is the truth, then this bubble in the housing market has a long, long way to go, and 2007 may not be the end of it. More than likely, we'll be looking at 2010 or 11. Edward Lerner, director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast, makes a more modest guess. He expects new house prices to go down 5 to 10% in the coming year. The average house in Los Angeles is now valued, get this, at $510,000. And folks, most of us couldn't even live in a house that tiny. That's about 50% too high, says Lerner. It could take 5 to 10 years to get prices back to normal. It's going to take about 3.5 minutes for us to get this program back to normal. Stay with us. I'll be back with you in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
I feel the wind blowing through my doorway. It's telling me that the summer's gone. And the winter waits in shadow. Waiting with the storm. I am old and my bones are weary.
Welcome back, my friends. I don't disagree. I am old, the bones are weary, et cetera, but that's a piece of music that's got to go. It's too sleepy. It doesn't draw people back into anything. It kind of bores them and puts them to sleep. But then it puts me to sleep, too, and you can't have a broadcaster falling asleep in the middle of the program, although I will tell you, I have done that before. Talking before the break about what's happening in some of the housing market segments around the country. We're in Los Angeles, an average house at $510,000. That's the average. I'm telling you what, folks. There are, you know, they're dumps. They're postage stamp homes. They're smaller than some apartments. And this guy says the prices are 50% too high. It could take 5 to 10 years to get prices to settle. But with inflation rates, that won't happen. Default rates, as we discussed Thursday or Friday evening, on subprime loans have doubled. 8% of the total now. Since 2002, more than $1 trillion in such loans have been written, and now many of them are going sour. Who do you think pays for those loans that go sour? In October, for example, foreclosure rates in the subprime market were running 42% greater than the year before. And in November came news that some of the packaged securities backed by subprime mortgage loans were being downgraded by Moody's barely 6 months after origination. Oh, downgrades are common. Mortgages go bad as people die, get divorced, or go broke. But it usually takes longer than 6 months. And behind this news is the story that just won't go away. The financial destruction of the American middle class. This is the story we've been talking about for the past number of years. You see, the plot, my friends, is quite simple. Most people do not work for the finance industry. Most people do not get huge bonuses. Most don't own Picassos. Nor do they have homes in Aspen. Most people earn ordinary wages, whatever the hell that is today. And most have not had a real raise in 30 years. If we use $2,005 in the CPIU, the Consumer Price Index for urban consumers, average weekly earnings have decreased by about a dollar a week over the 30-year interval of 1975 to 2005. The folks have thus stopped saving and even taken on massive amounts of housing and consumer debt. Mr. Wolf continues by stating that in 1999, the total outstanding household debt was $6.4 trillion at the end of the second quarter of last year. That's 6 months ago. The total outstanding household debt was $12.3 trillion. Double. Household debt has increased by almost as much since 1999 as the sum total of all debt accumulated by all households across the preceding 220-year history of the United States. Do you hear what I said? It's taken 7 years. 7 years. It's taken to increase our debt by all what had been done by the previous 220 years. In 1999, household mortgage debt stood at $4.4 trillion. At the close of the second quarter of 2006, it had more than doubled to $9.33 trillion. This is scary numbers. Very scary numbers. We are sitting on, ladies and gentlemen, what might be called the mother of all modern bubbles. The middle class still thinks it's the middle class. It owns one or two or three automobiles. It has children in college, a house with air conditioning, maybe a few mutual funds. But we as a people, we as a nation, are living on borrowed time and borrowed money. And we're all doing it by living in a borrowed home. Even though house prices have been rising, owners' equity as a percentage of household real estate actually fell from 58 to 54%. Now, that's across the board. I defy too many of you to be able to say that the value of your home that you physically own 54 or 58% of its equity. In other words, people took out so much wealth from their houses in the last few years that they ended up with a lower percentage of ownership than they had before. Even at today's high prices. And as prices go down, your equity will fall even further. For many homeowners, it will disappear altogether. And they'll be making payments on a home they can never own. You see, Americans keep refinancing and they remortgage. Why? There's only one answer. It's desperation. Now, I had an interesting circumstance over the last several years. Back in 2005, my wife and I found ourselves in some real interesting trouble. We had purchased a house in the year before, I think. Or maybe it was 2003 we bought this house. Yeah. Paid $220,000 for it. Believe me, that was less money than I sold the previous home for. So we bought this house, officially took possession of it in October of 2003, legally. A year later, in 2004, we were in deep financial trouble. We decided to have the home appraised. It appraised for $130,000 more than we paid for it. We decided to borrow against the home. So we refinanced the house. Now, I did this with the intent of filing bankruptcy. To be honest with you, I owed too much corporate debt, not a lot of personal debt. Most of it was corporate debt. And then I decided the heck with it. I was going to go BK it all. Well, borrowed some money, got the monkeys off our back. You know, I wasn't behind on anything. All my payments were up and everybody was getting paid for the most part, except for a couple of private arenas. had a massive broadcasting bill that was outstanding. We paid some of the money toward it. Thought we'd bought ourselves some time. The mortgage became effective in November. We had a new mortgage, a little higher payment, but okay, no big deal. Come February, I said to my wife, we're not going to make it. I said, my wife's going to be out of work in 3 more months. She's going to be out of pay for the summer because she's a teacher. I shared some of this story with you several weeks ago. And the fact of the matter is that if we had continued to stay there under the circumstances we were living under at that time, we probably would have lost the house. My wife finally said, all right. Are you sure there's no other way? We had the house appraised. Inside of 4 months, the value of the home had gained by almost another $100,000. Now we're getting it appraised. It's up $450,000, $60,000, $70,000. By this time, we've owned the house for less than 2 years. We lucked out. We sold the place. By the time it was done, our net profit was about $200,000. Now, we lucked out. We paid off the other mortgage, put a pretty hefty chunk of equity into the home we're living in now, put some money aside. I tend to stay 2 to 3 months ahead on my mortgage payments. I try to make sure that we've got cash and cash reserves in one form or another, some of that in real folding cash, some of it in gold and silver. And if I need to, at my discretion, I can cash in the gold and silver, turn it into whatever the acceptable form of currency may happen to be. If it's the U.S. dollar, fine. If it's the Amero, that's okay. If we decide to move to Switzerland and we have to convert it to Swiss francs, that's okay too. Fact of the matter is, my friends, I can do it. Because we worked hard to make sure we've got those kind of reserves. We've become more and more frugal. But that's not the case for the average American. The middle class still thinks it is the middle class. And yet Americans continue to finance and refinance and do it again. Someday, my friends, what's going to happen? Because many middle-class Americans are going to begin to realize that something has gone wrong in this country. Their housing will be falling in price, and yet their debts are going to be greater than ever before. They'll realize that they've been bamboozled. And someday, somewhere, a statesman is going to come along, not a politician, but a statesman is going to come along and tell America what they need to hear, because he's going to begin to speak for all of these people that have been bamboozled. He will not tell them that they've been fools. Instead, that statesman is going to stand up and tell them that they have been betrayed by their leaders, betrayed and swindled by Wall Street, conned by corporate CEOs, and flim-flammed by Republicans and Democrats. And he will be partly right. Eventually, my friends, the average American is going to realize that they've been had, and that everyone, Washington, Wall Street, and the media, had a huge hand in it. Unfortunately, by the time the pieces are put together, the damage will be done. And I do mean done. Finished. Kaput. Finito. Over and done with. So what do? Roll the dice. Borrow everything we possibly can on the house. Yeah, we could have gambled on last night's football game. The only problem is most of the people that gambled on last night's football game thought that Ohio State was a shoe-in. The odds in Vegas were that the game would be won, Ohio State against Florida, 42-14, whereas in a matter of fact, Florida literally handed Ohio State their lunch. Now, I'm not a huge sports and football fan. You all know that. But every once in a while, I watch a game. And I did. I watched the entire game except for probably 7 or 8 minutes during the third quarter. I fell asleep and woke up to the fact that Florida had got another touchdown. Well, the score was almost 42-14. It was actually 41-14. But it was Florida that did the winning. Absolutely amazing. Ohio showed absolutely no signs of being a number one team. Florida mixed it and matched it so well. But think of all the people. If you'd have borrowed every bit of equity in your home, you would have fallen in line with most of the rest of the suckers. You'd have voted for Ohio State, and you'd have lost. And isn't that very much like the gamble we play each and every day? Aren't we betting on the United States of America to win the global battle? I'm not talking about Iraq and Iran and all this stuff. I'm talking about the economic battle. That would be like cashing in every savings bond. No, not cashing in the savings bond. Borrowing every bit of equity in your home, putting it all into U.S. securities and treasuries and savings bonds, betting that we are going to win. How foolish of a gamble that would be. Because I am afraid to say this, my friends, it's going to offend some of you. But when this battle is over in Dunworth, I'm afraid it's going to be the New World Order 41. United States of America, Inc., 14. You'd be doing a bad gamble. That would be a bad bet. And Vegas? Well, the odds always favor the house. They would win once again. I want to help you position yourself so that you are not putting yourself at risk. I don't want you betting for or against the United States of America, Inc. I want you doing some things to protect yourself. And I don't want you borrowing money against your house to do it. I don't want you whooping out that MasterCard to make an acquisition in gold and silver. But we've got a very interesting package tonight that we did because Bob Chapman had been on with Robbie during the last program. And this package is only available tonight, partially because we've got limited quantities left. Had a fairly strong response, a decent response, after Bob Chapman was on with Robbie, filling in for John Statman on the National Intel Report. It's a great package, all American gold. It is a mixture of American $10 gold pieces, modern $10 liberties, just under a half ounce per gold coin. There's 8 of them in the package. 8 modern era $10 liberty gold coins, more commonly referred to as commemoratives. I don't care about the fact that they're commemoratives. I'm buying them because of the gold content. I'm buying them because they're running $25 or so less than an old circulated $10 U.S. liberty. And they're running a lot less than our competitors are selling it for. Let me share the package with you. 8 U.S. $10 modern Liberty gold coins. 40 each, and every one of these coins are uncirculated, both the silver and the gold. 40 one-ounce silver American Eagle coins. The entire package will cost you $3,220. But that's not the end of it. If you were to compare what our competitors are getting for this same package, you go to that company, you're going to pay $3,925. We're saving you about $700. But in addition to that, for those who place their order tonight, not tomorrow, don't call me Wednesday morning and say you want to place the order. This is good. The night Bob Chapman's on the air only. You place that order with us tonight. For this package, you will also receive, at no additional charge, a 1-year free subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. That's worth another $130. You're going to get that at no additional charge. That's our way of saying thank you for choosing to do business with the Republic Trading Group. Now, we've got a limited number of these packages left available. $3,220 plus shipping. $15 per order shipping, not per package. Give us a call, won't you? 1-800-691-7898. Tell us you want to order the Chapman package. Robbie's standing by. I'll be with you in another 10 minutes. Put that...
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze. One leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore.
Yeah, I see him sitting by the street corners all over Phoenix almost every day of the week that I happen to venture out, which isn't too often. Once again, I want to reiterate our package a little bit. These we'll be doing these from time to time. We refer them to them as the Chapman package. They'll probably differ next week. But this is a really good package of non-confiscable private gold. No reporting when you buy it, when you sell it. It is the one exemption to the 1933 rule, because when these coins were authorized to be minted by Congress as early as 1982, they were so designated as a collectible. The unique thing was they were designed into the original weights and measures of our original $10 Liberty and Indian gold coins. Brilliant uncirculated. In many cases, the gold pieces that are shipped to you are proof in their variety, which, once again, that's a method of mintage, not of their quality. It's a great buy because this was priced several days ago when gold was about $6 or $7 lower than it is right now. We are passing on that additional savings to you. So you place that order with us tonight. For tonight's variation of the Chapman package, you'll get 8 each of these U.S. modern Liberty gold pieces. You're dealing with roughly 4 ounces of gold here, in addition to 40 ounces of brand new, freshly minted silver American Eagle pieces. Your cost on the package, $3,520 per package, plus the $15 shipping cost per order. It's just simple. You order one package, your 4 packages, you still pay a flat $15. Once again, you compare this elsewhere, currently being sold for about $3,925. Ladies and gentlemen, we're offering you a $700 savings, plus giving you Bob Chapman's International Free Forecaster, or his International Forecaster, free for a full year. That's a $130 value in itself. Once again, we try to pass on exceptionally great value on to you. Those of you who have the need, who are wanting to add to your gold and silver holdings, maybe you're just starting out. It is a great package to go with for anybody. Little gold, little silver. Gold you put away, it's your savings account. Silver is what gets those groceries on the table and fuel in your tank. We've only got a few packages left. It is first come, first serve on these things. And I'm not sure exactly how many. I think Robbie and I calculate we've got seven, eight packages left. Give us a call tonight, 1-800-691-7898. We do not accept credit cards. Be prepared to pay by personal check. Bank wire is going to be the fastest way to get the products into your hands. We'll work with you as best we possibly can. 1-800-691-7898. But once again, you must place your order for this package tonight. Midnight tonight, our time, or whenever Rocky and I can keep answering phones, that's the end of it. Starting the business day tomorrow, this package will not be available at that price. We will have to readjust. The Music Man says it's time for me to go. Thank you so much for allowing me into your homes, your offices, into the cab of your pickup trucks, however way you choose to listen to us tonight. I'll be back another night later in the week. On behalf of Robbie Noel, Republic Broadcasting Network, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Friends of freedom and liberty, our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the